Right, the next couple of weeks, extremely important in terms of foster care. Foster care fortnight. Signature Living's playing a big part in this in the city. Let's have a chat with the Signature Living MD, Sue Wright, also the wife of the former Red Star, Mark Wright as well. Both of them have done an awful lot of fostering. Morning to you, Sue.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks so much for having me on.
Not at all. It is a massive couple of weeks, isn't it? Just tell us about your own experiences as foster parents.
So Mark and I have been fostering for 10 years. We've also adopted as well. So we've been pretty much consistently caring for the last 10 years. And it's been an amazing experience for us. I was fostered as a child, and I always grew up wanting to know that I wanted to foster or adopt as I grew up. Mark, who's obviously come from a football background, was completely oblivious to the issues around fostering. He lived in his own sort of little bubble, you know, encased with football and, you know, and travelling around, etc. So I was very clear on our first date with him that, you know, I did want to foster.
Straight away.
Straight away. Get to it, Steve. And, you know, Mark embraced it and, you know, is obviously a great foster dad.
I would imagine you were more prepared for it. Is it a difficult thing to prepare yourself as a unit?
Well, it's difficult in so much that as much as parenting is difficult. And what I'd say to anybody who's considering it is just come and have a chat with us. We've got an amazing event today at Cunard House next to Royal Ivor Building on the Strand. It's 5 till 7pm. It's being hosted by Signature Living in conjunction with Liverpool City Council. And what we're really doing today is inviting people down with two objectives. One, to talk to people who might be interested in fostering adoption, or two, to invite people down who aren't interested in fostering adoption, but they can go away after they've learned a little bit about it and tell their neighbour, tell their work colleagues, tell their cousins, their Auntie Margaret's, and get the word out there. We need over 1,200 new foster carers in Liverpool, just in our region. And these are to give family stable homes to children who've effectively become homeless because of their own situation. And we need to plug that gap. We need to be able to fill the void with families who can not only open their doors to these children, but open their hearts as well.
So is that a number that's risen? It seems huge to someone on the outside who's not familiar with these things. Is it getting bigger?
There's always a great need for foster carers. It's 10,000 foster carers across the UK we're short of. So it's a massive issue. And, you know, Mark and I are consistently trying to support local authorities in particular to make sure that, you know, people consider fostering. You know, the only thing I can say to people out there is if you're over 21, if you are in relatively good health and you have a spare bedroom, then at first blush, you would be accepted as initial criteria for being able to foster. There are no other strong rules or regulations. If you go through that and then you get through the process and then you go to panel and you're approved, then you become a foster carer. It is a stringent process, and so it should be. But it doesn't rule out people who are working. It doesn't rule out people who are single carers either. And that's a really important message. So you don't necessarily have to give up your job. You know, I work. I've got a very demanding job at Signature Living. But I manage with, you know, support at home and being able to be a foster carer as well. It's a massive part of my life.
What sort of difference does it make to the youngsters? What can you notice as a foster parent?
Well, you always remember vividly in your memory bank the first time any foster child walks through your door, imprints upon your memory. And when that child walks through the door, they are bewildered. They are inevitably crying. They've effectively just lost everything. So can you imagine how traumatic it must be? It's very traumatic for us as adults moving house, for example. You're moving house at 6 or 7 years of age when you're losing your toys, your neighbours, your friends, possibly your school, your family members. You don't know when you're going to see your pets or your grandparents again. And you're put into a car and you're driven to a stranger's house. And that stranger opens the front door to you, and then you're going to be living in that house. I mean, that must be the singular most traumatic experience of that child's life. So it's critically important that whoever opens that door to that child gives them love and gives them boundaries. And they're the two most essential ingredients to become a successful foster carer.
Right, if any of this resonates with you, anything Sue said made you prick your ears up and want to take part in this or find out a bit more information, just remind us when it is, Sue.
So the event is today. It's at the Cunard Building, which is next door to the Royal Ivor Building on the Strand. It's 5 till 7pm. We've got some special guests coming along. I think to Living are hosting it. It's in conjunction with Liverpool City Council. And as I said, we'd love to speak to anyone who's interested in fostering adoption, but we'd also like people to come who aren't necessarily mentally prepared to foster or adopt, but they can learn about it and then go and spread the word to people who might be.
Brilliant. So best of luck with it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Steve, for having us on.